the Haynesboro Assembly holds its first public hearing on a proposal for a taxpayer-funded solid waste program. And Roy Getchell begins his new job as superintendent of the Haynesboro School District. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro has been trying to figure out if there is a better way to deal with solid waste for a long time. The most recent attempt to improve the current trash situation resulted in an ordinance that could be presented to voters this October. But the Assembly is not fully on board with it. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The solid waste ordinance had its first public hearing at an Assembly meeting Tuesday. In 2016, the Assembly tasked a solid waste working group with generating recommendations for how to improve trash disposal in Haynes. They brought their ideas to the Assembly in October 2017. The Assembly wanted borough staff to do more work on it, and that's why it's just coming back as an ordinance now. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel told the Assembly that there will still be time to work on the details of the plan.
This is a framework, a legal framework, that will provide for an operational plan that is still to be determined.
The Assembly made a few amendments to the ordinance. It added a component that says a percentage of total revenue collected will be dedicated to reuse, reduction, recycling, and composting of waste. To pay for the new system, a sales tax is being proposed. And that's why the measure would have to go to voters. The Assembly voted to phrase the potential ballot question as, quote, shall the Haynesboro levy up to a 1% sales tax area-wide for management of a solid waste program, as described in the ordinance? And that's instead of saying a flat 1%. The idea is that waste disposal would be funded through a sales tax. That means residents wouldn't pay each time they go to the dump. And residents would have the choice of getting garbage collected or self-hauling. Assemblymember Brenda Josephson moved to refer the ordinance to a committee of the whole and the Finance Committee, and establish another public hearing on September 11th. That motion failed after Mayor Jan Hill broke a tie vote. Heather Lendy said the Assembly shouldn't postpone the matter going to voters.
I think it's really important to get this on the ballot. I think it's important for the citizens to be able to vote on it. I think it's a good ordinance. I think it leaves flexibility for enforcement, and I think it honors the work of the Solid Waste Task Force and all the people before that. And I'd like to see us not vote to slow it up.
But Tom Morfitt said more work should be done on the ordinance.
Let's take this thing apart, extract the good ideas, see if we can do it for less money. I think we might be able to sell something to the public if we work together on this.
He said the size of the measure warrants more investigation.
This is a huge piece of legislation that we're passing on to voters. I think without even addressing any alternatives. This is an all or nothing deal, and I wish from the administration we got two or three little bits of this that we could maybe approve gradually and that the voters could absorb.
Sean Mady said while he's supportive of getting input from the public, it's time to move to the next step.
But how much more can we talk about this? Like, we've gathered so much information, and whether or not this is the perfect end-all be-all answer, that's up for the people to decide.
The ordinance will have a second public hearing on August 21st. It's also the topic of a Committee of the Whole meeting on Tuesday, August 14th. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.
It will be Superintendent Roy Getchell's first year serving the Haynesboro School District. Recently, KHNS spoke with Getchell about his transition into the position. Getchell explained that the school board approved a mentorship contract with former interim superintendent Rich Carlson.
Whenever I was hired, the question about mentorship came up, and there was no decision made. It was just kind of a think about, you know, Roy, what you want to do. And there's lots of different avenues that superintendent mentorship happens all over our state. And it just became kind of a natural thing that whenever it came time to request something, that it would be to work with him. Rich is a highly successful superintendent. He knows Haynes. He knows Alaska. I think that everybody feels confident in that collaboration that he and I are going to continue to have. So we'll continue with a weekly phone call, and then as needed, I'll call him. If there was an emergency or something that, you know, the board requested or I requested him to come, I don't think that would happen per se, but that's available in the contract. If he's here, if he's in Juneau and I happen to be there and we could spend time working together, you know, for a stretch of 3, 4, 5 hours on different things, that's available. So it's really going to be a, you know, just kind of an as-needed approach during the next few months of my job here.
There's a few new changes this year in terms of staff. So there's this new dean of students position. And then also at the meeting last night, you mentioned there might be some openings for paraprofessionals and a lunchroom position. So can you tell me a little bit about just some of the staff changes that are going to be happening?
The paraprofessional positions are ones that may be required depending on student need that we're anticipating. You know, those kinds of positions require that a student is there that needs support for that position to be hired. So that's not something that would be a new position per se, or I'm sorry, an unfunded position, because there will be funding that follows that through special education law and through different things like that. So we're proactively trying to prepare for the potential for having some students that may require that support. Katie, our lunchroom aide, is going to be doing something else, which, good for her. That is it's a really rewarding job that she's been doing, and having been an elementary principal. But we're going to be hiring a lunchroom aide to fill her vacancy.
You mentioned Senate Bill 144 last night, and that actually added some funding to the budget. So how did that all come about?
So on June the 15th, we got word that there was, you know, kind of a last second addition to our funding. And so we were excited. I mean, anytime that you can be on the winning side of that, it's a good thing. What this does is it's like a shot in the arm. It's not a long-term commitment. I think the state is concerned about, you know, their financial decisions and don't necessarily want to make long-term commitments right now. But this is a short-term, one-time shot that came to us that's going to add some money to the budget. And it was just kind of a bonus.
That was Haines School District Superintendent Roy Getchell. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.